Okay, starting the last paragraph. Okay, that Kuf Dalam Beis all the way on the bottom. It says the Mishnah as follows: Shnei Dayanim, Shnei Dayanim Zeros Hayiv Yerushalayim. There are two Dayanim who would make decrees. We'll explain what this means as we move along. Yerushalayim, Admon veChanan ben Avishalom. Two people. So Admon and Chanan ben Avishalom. Chanan Omer Shnei Dvarim. So Chanan said two things. And Admon Omer Shiva. And Admon said seven things. So it's not just they said two things or seven things, but two things or seven things that they said, Rashi Shalom Hayu Chachamim Modimlo, things that the Chachamim didn't agree with. So each had one of them had two unique opinions, and one of them had seven. Misha Halach Lamdina Sayam. If someone went to off on a trip far away. V'ishto Tovas Minzonos, and his wife comes to Bezdin and says, you know, my husband left, and I need financial support. So Chanan Omer, Chanan said, Tishba besof velo tishba betchila. She should take an oath at the end, but not at the beginning. What do you mean? Rashi says, Tishba besof tav kuf hem and aleph, kishi yishmu bo shemes v'tavala gvos ksubasa, meaning at the end, meaning if they find out that he died, and she wants to collect the ksuba, Tishba shelo ikva biyada, Misha Balaklum. So she has to take an oath that she doesn't have anything else of his, like any other of his possessions or his land, etc. She has to take that oath when it comes time to collect the ksuba. But she doesn't have to take a shvua at the beginning. Rashi says, "Latishva b'tchila b'shas giboy mizonos," meaning she has to take an oath when it's time to collect the ksuba, b'sof, but not b'tchila. If she wants just to collect mizonos, she doesn't have to come and say, "I don't have X or Y or Z already from him." She just believed and she gets to collect. So that was the opinion of Chanan. Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, sorry, Nechak Gualav Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, but the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim disagreed. V'amru Tishma B'tchila Ubasof, and they said that she needs to take a shua both, just collecting mezonos and when she collects the kusuba in these cases. So Amr Bidosa Ben Hirkanis, so Bidosa Ben Hirkanis said, Kedivrehem, like the Kohanim Gedolim, Abram Yochanan ben Zakkai Yafa Amar Chanan Lo Tishva Al Basof. Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "No, actually Chanan is correct. She only has to take the shua at the end." Fine. So we'll have to see what exactly this means. That's the Mechalkes. So Urimini. So the Gemara starts by questioning this idea of the two Dayane Gezeros that there were in Yerushalayim. Were there more? Were there others? Etc. So Urimini Shalosha Dayane Gezelos Hayub Yerushalayim. So we have a different bryce that says that there were three Dayane Gezelos, Dayanim of thievery in Yerushalayim. Admon Big Gendai, Vechanan HaMitzri, Vechanan Ben Avishalom. So these are different names. Right? So we had two, and there was Admon and Chanan Ben Avishalom. Now they have three, and their names are different. Admon Ben Gendai, Chanan HaMitzri, and Chanan Ben Avishalom. So now we have, or maybe Admon and Chanan are the same, but there's two Chanans. So Kasha Talasa Atrin, Kasha Gezeros Gezelos. So now we have a three instead of two, and the name is different. We call them Dine Gezeros, and they're calling them Dine Gezelos. So what's going on here? So Bishlama Talasa Atrin, three versus two is fine. Lo Kasha the Chashav Lei Ketani, the Lo Chashav Lo Ketani, because you don't always mention every single person. I mean, you mention the Chashav once. You don't always mention every single person. Right? You don't mention every person in. That's part of the group. You mentioned the ones who people will notice. Right? That's who you mentioned, the big names. So the fact that one breast quotes two and one quotes three, that's not a big deal. Ela gezeros agazelos kasha. But what's going on here? What do you mean dine gezeros dine gezelos? It's not the same thing.
And what does people make zeros? What is people who judge on cases of theft?
So what's going on here? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Shahayu gozrin gezeros al gezelos. No, they are. It's the same thing. It's gezeros and gezelos. Why? Because it was gezeros they made, the decrees they made about dinim related to gezela. Kiddusan, as we taught in the Brisa so, in Bava Kama. Kitma netia, Rabbi Yossi Omer, gozre gezeros shibishalayim omrim netia bash nasa shte kesef, bash te shanim arba kesef. Because we talked about the following case. Kitma netia, Rashi says, Gabe Behema, the third wine line on the top, the last wine line. Gabe Behema shenichnis al rishos hanizak. Right, so if an animal goes into the property of somebody else, right? Vihizika, Right, and the animal, once it's hanging out in someone else's field, what does it do? So it damages the property, right? By doing what? Kitman nitias ilan kama shamanosa. So what else? It eats some of the produce, whatever it was that was growing in the field, one of the trees. So then you have to figure out how much do you how do we define what the value is of that which it ate? So shtei kasef. So, Rashi says shtei mos, but basically, if you go back to the Gemara, so we said that the case is, right, Rav Yossi said that gozer gezeirah shebishalayim, they said that in tia bash, if it's a year old, it gets shtei kasef, and if it's shtei shanim, then it gets arba kasef. So it's two mos, or three, four mos, whatever. But the point is that they made these rules about how much these things were worth, right? And that was a gezeirah they made, meaning it wasn't that you actually judge or measure how much the actual item is worth, but however long it's been there, that's how much it's worth. You have a certain amount, meaning they made a gezeirah about how much to pay when someone steals from somebody else, damages someone else's property. Fine. So Urimini, fine. Okay, fine. So, but Urimini, we have another problem. Shlosha dinei gezeirah in Yerushalayim. There's another brace that says there are three dinei gezeirah in Yerushalayim. Admon v'chanan v'nachum. Okay, so these are different people. We had Admon and Chanan, and then we quoted Admon, Chanan, and Chanan, two different Chanans, and now you have Admon, Chanan, and Anachem. So who's Nachem? So Am Rav Papa, Man Tana Nachem, Rabbi Nassan. So the person who holds, there's this person, a third person named Nachem, that was Rabbi Nassan. Why the sign of Rabbi Nassan Omer, Af Nachem Hamadi, Migozre Gezeru Shibishalayim Haya, Vlo Hodlo Chachamim. Right? Because there was a person who is this person, Rabbi Nachem Hamadi, and this person was also one of the Gozei Gezeros. Okay. Gemara says, Vesuda Leika, what? But there weren't any more Dainei Gezeros. Amar Rav Pinchas, Amar Rav Yoshia, Shlosh Meos Vetishim V'arba Batei Dinin Hayu V'Yushalayim. What do you mean? There were 394 Batei Dinin Yushalayim, Kenegdan Batei Kedisios, and that number of shuls, Ukenegdan Batei Midrashos, and that many Batei Medrash, Ukenegdan Batei Sofrim, and also places of Sofrim. So there were, for sure, there were more than that, meaning, you're going to tell me there were only three? There were hundreds and hundreds of Batei Din. So for sure, there were many more people. So what's going on here? So, and Sigmar, no, Dayanin Tuvahavod. Yes, of course, there were lots of Dayanim. V'chiyarinan Agoze Gezeros Kaminan, right? Meaning, there are lots of Dayanim, and not every Dayan makes the rules. Right? Lots of Dayanim, they follow the rules. They play out the rules, right? But they judge the cases. But not everybody is on the same level to actually make the Gezerah. And that was the difference. Okay. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Ravasi. Gozei Gezerah Shibishalayim Hayu Notlin Sukharan Tishim V'teisha Mana Mechuma Sadashka Lo Ratzu Bosifan Lehem. Okay, so how did you pay the Dayanim? So Yehuda says that the Gozei Gezeros of Yerushalayim would take a payment of 99 mana from the Trumas Halashka, from the money that was paid for the function of the Beis Hamikdash, and if they didn't want it, so then they would give them more. So Lo Ratzu, Altibishi, yes, they didn't want it. But if it wasn't enough, they would take more from the Beis Hamikdash from the Trumas Halashka. That doesn't sound right. That sounds dishonest. So what are you talking about? So they would take more than they deserve. So Ella Lo Safku Afapisha Lo Ratzu Mosif Lehem. No, the point is that if 99 wasn't enough for them, they had a lot of children, etc. It wasn't a sufficient funds for them to live, and they didn't want to take more, we would force them to take more, right? By giving them more than that. Okay. So Karna Havashakyal Istira Mizakai Istira Mechayev. This is perfect timing for this daf. We just read these psukim in just recently. So Karna says, or Karna would, when he would judge cases, he would take an astira from the person who ended up being Zagai, who won the case, and an astira from someone who ended up being Chai. I mean, he took the same from each person, but he took something from them. Right? I mean, he can't take shochad, he can't take a bribe. How could he take money from the litigants? Maybe you say that's only if you don't take from both. Right, because maybe I'm gonna favor one or the other. But Karna came into Shakam Mitarvayu La Asila Tzidibas. Since Karna got from each of them the same, so he's not gonna lean in either direction. Got 100 bucks from each person. You're not gonna lean in either direction. They gave you equally. No, Bechilo Asi Latzluye Dina Mishar. But who said that? Just because you're not gonna bias the case doesn't mean you can take the money. Va'atani, the Brisa says Vishocha Lo Tikach. You can't take Shochar. If shochar means not to make the person who's really guilty innocent and the one who's innocent really guilty, you said already the pasuk. This is parsha. You can't lean the case in the wrong direction. So Ella, the point is, even if they pay you to do the right thing, here's $1,000. Make sure that you don't mess up. Do it right. Even that you can't do. Right? So what do you mean? How can they take money at all? So answer the Gemara, Hani mili heichad the shaka betara shochad. Karna betara igra hava yukachad. No, that's if you take it as a shochad. I mean, the person says, here's $1,000. I'm telling you, do a good job with the din. No, that you can't do. But the person says, what's the payment to come to the Beis Din? Beis Din costs money. There's a payment for it. So that's fine. That you're allowed to do. Okay? Really? Really? I can just pay a person to judge a case? Fatanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Hanota schala dun dina betelim. Person takes money for being a judge, then the judgment is batel. So it sounds like you can't get paid. So hanimili igar dina karna igar betela habeshaka. So that's if you get paid for judging. But karna took money for the schar batel, basically meaning he wasn't able to go to work that day because he was giving a judgment. So you have to pay me for the fact that I missed my day, my day at work. That's what he took. So schar batala. So what's the ikar batala mishari? Really, can you take schar batala? Batanya mechur hadayan shenoda schar ladun el shadin on din. The Brisa says that if a person is a dayan who takes money for judging, that's mechur. It's terrible. It's ugly. It's a terrible thing to do. But the din is good. But you're not supposed to. So hey chidam, what's the case? Right? But if you want to tell me the case is that he got paid to judge, right? So you're going to say that the judgment is good. Vatnan, right? Hanota schaladun dina petelim. But we just saw before that if a person gets paid to judge, his din is batel. So ela igar betela, right? No, so it must be what's the case. The case is getting paid schar batala. And nevertheless, Gatani mechur hadayan. It's still it's a terrible thing to do. So what's going on here? So hani mili betela de la mucha. That's if the schar batala is not obvious. Right? You're just paying. No one knows you're paying schar batala. You're just getting paid, right? But karna betela de mucha havashakya. Meaning he would take schar batala, which is obvious that it was schar batala. Why the havetachi be ambra the chamra v'yavi lezuzah? He would go and he would smell the wine in the wineries to tell people that the wine wasn't going bad. So meaning everyone knew he had a different job. So when he would get paid, it was obvious, well, I couldn't go to the winery today. And that's why he was getting paid. Ki had Rav Huna, ki hava asi dina lakamei, and Rav Huna would judge a case, amar lahu, havu li gavra de dali li b'charikai v'idun l'chu dina. Because he would say, if you want me to come judge a case, send me a replacement who can go carry the buckets to my field, and then I'll judge you. So the point being that the schar batala has to be so obvious that it's coming to replace. I mean, the judge has to have a regular job, and he's otherwise, and you have to be clear that the money's getting paid. It's schar batala. That's how it works. So we'll continue with this conversation tomorrow.